All right, folks, welcome back to ADHD Focus. I'm your host, Asher Blake, here to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life, one focused moment at a time. Now, today we're diving into something that can feel heavy, but trust me, it's super important, learning to forgive and let go. Ever felt like some grudge is hanging around your neck like a dead weight? You know that feeling when anger or resentment just keeps bubbling up, no matter how hard you try to push it down. Yeah, I get it. Holding onto those negative emotions can feel almost impossible. But here's the thing. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional chains that bind you. It's a gift you give yourself, not the other person. So let's break this down and explore some practical ways to cultivate that inner peace we all crave. First off, understand that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Don't expect to magically erase years of hurt overnight. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. Remember those times when you messed up? We've all been there. Wouldn't it feel amazing if someone could extend that same understanding and forgiveness towards you? Secondly, shift your perspective. Instead of dwelling on what happened, try focusing on how this experience has shaped you. Maybe it taught you valuable lessons about trust, boundaries, or even yourself. Can you see the silver lining in all of this? It's like taking a tough situation and turning it into something that ultimately made you stronger. Thirdly, practice empathy. This doesn't mean excusing hurtful behavior, but trying to understand the other person's perspective. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. Maybe they were hurting, scared, or simply didn't know any better. This doesn't justify their actions, but it can help soften your anger and resentment. Think about it like this. Wouldn't you rather approach someone with compassion and understanding than with a heart full of bitterness? Next up, let go of the need for revenge. I know, it feels tempting sometimes to get even, but trust me, that path only leads to more pain and suffering. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's far more empowering to choose a different path, one filled with peace, healing, and growth. Finally, remember that forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You can forgive someone without having any further contact with them. Think of it as releasing those negative emotions so they no longer control your thoughts or actions. It's about setting yourself free, not forcing someone else to change. Now, let me tell you a quick story. Remember that time when Sarah accidentally spilled her coffee all over my new laptop? Talk about a disaster. My first reaction was pure anger. I wanted to scream, rant, and maybe even throw a few things. Okay, maybe not. But then, I took a deep breath and tried to remember what we'd talked about on the podcast, forgiveness, perspective, empathy. I realized Sarah probably felt awful, and she had already apologized profusely. Instead of letting anger consume me, I decided to laugh it off. We cleaned up the mess together, and honestly, that moment turned into a funny story we both share to this day. It wasn't easy at first, but choosing forgiveness actually made things lighter and strengthened our bond in the long run. Remember, folks, forgiveness is a powerful tool that can transform your life. It's not about condoning wrongdoing, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional baggage that weighs you down. Practice empathy, cultivate self-compassion, and remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Take it one step at a time, be kind to yourself, and trust the process. Ready to unleash your inner peace? Head over to our social media channels and share your thoughts on forgiveness. What's been your biggest challenge when it comes to letting go? What strategies have helped you along the way? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget, we're dropping a brand new episode every single day, packed with practical tips and relatable stories to help you navigate the challenges of ADHD and live a more focused and fulfilling life. Until next time, stay focused, stay strong, and stay amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.